Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartow. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, David. It's always wonderful to see your smiling face this hour of the morning.
And you too.
Cup of coffee in the hand.
Cup of coffee in hand. Smile. Hooray, hooray, another day. And with that brings this story, Alan. A federal agency has canceled the Redskins, that's the Washington Redskins football team, trademark registration, saying the name is disparaging. The New York Times agrees, and I think a lot of people agree.
Well, look, football is king in this country, and people like their football teams, and they don't like to change things. But, you know, you can fit in the name, the New York or the San Francisco. In each of those cases, if you use a disparaging term that is hurtful to some people, you can't do it. It's easy for me to say the so-and-so Jews or the, you know, you can't do it. It's not right. So they're right to cancel it. And I'm delighted that, you know, it's happening, even though it's going to tick off a lot of people. That's too bad, because you have to project yourself into the place of the minority group who have been affected by a name like this. It's about time.
There's been a scourge of heroin abuse and opioid abuse in the region and the country, Alan. All states in our listening area have been affected by it. And in New York, lawmakers have agreed on legislation to curb the problem.
Well, look, you can treat the symptom or you can treat the reason, the causality. You know, I have to say that in New York State, you have a governor who now comes out quite correctly with legislative leaders and say, we have to do something. We're going to get the insurance companies to pay up for remediation and all the rest. But at the same time, if you're a fiscal conservative and you are limiting the amount of money that is available for things like education and other things, then what happens is, of course, the symptom is not the real cause. And that is something that we ought to think about. If there is this incredible rise of heroin and opioid addiction in the United States, there's got to be a reason for it. What is it? Cyclical? Is it in the air? No. If we leave our people and our children and others hopeless, you're going to get this dependency. And then, you know, you create another industry to cure the dependency without getting to the root causes.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, describing his approach to negotiations over medical marijuana, says he is like Gumby.
Well, you know, I must say Gumby came considerably after me. Gumby, of course, is this, as I understand it, sort of thing that bends. And Cuomo says he's bending. You know, if there's one thing that most people don't think of with this governor is that he's a bender. He may say they made me do it, but when he says they made me do it, it's because usually he wanted to do it that way. So Gumby, well, you know, it's cute. I'm sure the PR staff was very happy with themselves for saying it, but, you know, I don't think so.